It's showtime, folks!
Oh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
Welcome in. What is up? We're live from the Fan Run Studios. The Fan Run Studios that now once again have power running at full capacity here. You have overtime on your airwaves clocking in at 6:01 on this Thursday, this Pi Day 314. Happy Pi Day, everyone, if you happen to celebrate that. We are going to be with you, as always, up until 8 o'clock this evening here. I'm your host, Tanner Carson. I got Julia Ramsey with me here, and also, as usual, my producer, Cole McCormick, making sure that we're still going to be technically sound after the power outage here. We almost didn't have a show. Almost did not have a show. I was a little nervous.
Yeah, me too.
No, you weren't nervous.
I was.
You were wanting a night off, Cole.
I was nervous.
Don't you come in here and lie to me.
I'm not lying. I was nervous.
You want a night off?
I mean, if you're going to give me one, I'll take it.
Cole wanted a night off. Cole was sitting in traffic. We still had not had power yet, and he was praying, oh, please just stay off. Please just stay off. How dare you? We have a service to give out to the great listeners of this station, Cole McCormick. Selfish.
True.
I thought I raised you better. Here I am supposed to be Mama Goose, and this is how you repay me.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Shameful. It's shameful, isn't it, Julia?
At least he's being honest.
Yeah. Yeah, at least I'm here, unlike some people.
He's only human.
trying to throw Brightman under the bus?
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. 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 You know he's on spring break. He's back home.
Spring break starts next week. But okay. It's Thursday.
He's
a school week.
He's in the big Murph.
I saw that.
Saw those snaps doing what people in Murphy's World do. What do people in Murphy's World do? I think they got an
drive around.
They have an okay mall.
Because that's
there.
All he did.
Apparently so. It's like, oh, man, just driving around the roads. Driving around the roads of my hometown, man.
The borough.
He's probably listening to Mo
Murfreesboro
Bamba.
Is a nice place.
He was listening to Mo Bamba. Had to be. He doesn't want us to know that.
I don't know.
Daniel Brantman, big fan of the song Mo Bamba. In case you had not known that yet. This Thursday here, and man, let me tell you, all of the conference tournaments, they're in full swing right now. This is one of those days where you have action going on from noon up until, like, if you really want to pay attention, if you're a real college basketball degenerate, you want to watch the Pac-12 tournament stuff out in the Pacific time zone. Some people do. Some people can't get enough of it. So those games end probably well after midnight. So you have a full day of hoops. I love a full day of hoops.
Sure.
Even if it's just the conference tournaments, even if we're still a week out from the official big dance starting. Got to get my hoops fixed. Here's some final score updates here in case anybody has been unaware of this. Let's start in the ACC tournament. Virginia, man, they looked like NC State was going to give them an upset for a while, and then they just came out at some point in the second half and pulverized NC State. They win 76-56.
Oof.
This is after being down by two at halftime. So I thought Virginia was going to have another terrible game out there. You know where they're hosting the ACC tournament, right? They're hosting it in the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Exact same place they lost to UMBC.
Interesting.
Exact same place. So they're trying to get some demons exorcised. Not exorcised. They're not trying to jog them. They're trying to get them out of their system there. A good one I watched the end of here. You had the 5 and the 4 seed here. Virginia Tech taking on Florida State. That one went to OT there. Florida State coming out on top 65-63. A lot of clutch shots at the end of that one. Kansas State beats TCU by 9 in the Big 12 tournament here. How about this? A slight little upset here. Nebraska. Pretty bad season for the Cornhuskers. They had, I guess, somewhat of a clutch win over Rutgers last night. Whoop-de-doo, you beat Rutgers.
Yeah.
Then today, they come out and they beat number 21, Maryland, by 8.
Ooh, good for them.
Nebraska, they're going to have to win the whole tournament to get to the big dance. But
hey.
Hey,
more power to him.
This could be one of your little Cinderella runs right here. See what else here. Something that went final recently over in Nashville. I know everybody's eyes for the most part is on Nashville. Auburn, Bruce Pearl. He wins by 10 in the battle. Former Tennessee coaches beats Conzo Martin's Missouri Tigers 81-71 there. Heard that was a good game to tune into if you'd like to hear a lot of Conzo Martin screaming from the bench. Hands!
He's been doing that a lot lately.
Hands! That season's over for Conzo. You know, today was Auburn's first win in the SEC tournament in 4 years.
That's interesting.
They had not had a good run of luck recently. So they win this one. They will take on South Carolina tomorrow. Kind of looking forward to that one.
Are you?
I'm looking forward to see what South Carolina is made of. Because if you remember, South Carolina in the one meeting, they took down Auburn and Columbia.
Sure.
Want to see what Frank Martin and the boys got for that postseason run.
I hope they can knock them out. I really do.
I hope so, I do too.
I would hate to see Auburn at any point.
Especially if it's the championship game again.
Yeah.
No thanks. No thanks if it comes down to that. So that's your games that have gone final so far. That's notable. Ooh, we got good action going on tonight here. So here's a little snippet here. ACC tournament, 7 o'clock. We'll be watching this one when it's on ESPN. Louisville taking on UNC. That'd be a big win for Chris Mack in the Cards. If they can take
They've
down
done it once this
number
season.
Three. They have. See if they can take down UNC. Tar Heels a 7.5-point favorite. What else you got here? And then right after that game is over, so about 20 minutes after that one goes final, in case you've been under a rock today, ESPN has told you all about it. He's returned. The man himself has returned. Zion Williamson is back for the Duke Blue Devils tonight after UNC and Louisville's final. Duke will take on Syracuse in the rubber match of that one. Syracuse won the first meeting in Cameron, and then, of course, Duke won in the Carrier Dome. Interestingly enough, when Syracuse won, Duke had Zion, but that was the game they were without Trey Jones and Cam Reddish. And then, of course, Duke beat Syracuse in the Carrier Dome without Zion. So both these teams, and in case I'm missing some major injury for Syracuse, should be at full capacity. So we'll see if Syracuse has another upset in them. And then if you care about the Big 12 tournament tonight, Kansas is going to play Texas. Surprisingly enough, Texas, who is only 16-15, Kansas is only a 2.5-point favorite. And this tournament is in Kansas City. So not really a neutral site game. Because Lawrence is like, what, 35 minutes away from KC?
Yeah, it's not far.
Interesting. I know Kansas has been having a very big up and down type of year. That should still be interesting. Another one that was close today that I watched in the Big Ten tournament. Ohio State, man, almost blew it. Almost blew it against Indiana.
Ooh.
But they hang on to win by 4. Now can we stop the talk of Indiana getting in the tournament? They do not deserve to be in the tournament. They suck.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I know you had the quality wins. They swept Michigan State. They went over Wisconsin. That was like their only 3 wins in a stretch of a bunch of losses.
Yeah.
To really bad teams. Stop the stupid talk of this. And hopefully Texas loses tonight, too. You know why? I'd like these stupid power conference bubble teams to lose, okay? So there's no excuse to get them in the field, because I would like to see teams like Belmont in the tournament. It's a bit of a longer shot. Maybe you can get Lipscomb in there.
Yeah.
No, and this is not the state of Tennessee bias. These are two teams that are very fun to watch.
They are. Especially Belmont. Especially Belmont.
And if Wofford was not a ranked team, and they did not win their conference tournament, committee would be probably trying to find a way to make sure they didn't get in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. You can point to strength of schedule in some of these matchups here, but some of these really bad power conference teams don't need to be in. They just don't.
No.
I don't. Outside of brand recognition, what do they bring? What do they really bring to the table?
Not a whole lot.
I was going to save this debate for a little bit later. I mean, we can talk about this more, but here's my stance on these mid-major teams getting at-large bids here that didn't win their conference tournaments. You cannot be these people that say you really love March Madness and you really love the NCAA tournament for the Cinderella runs, these mid-major upsets. You know, you're 13 over 4. You're 14 over 3s, et cetera, et cetera. America falls in love with these teams every single year.
Yeah.
You can't say you love that and one of the reasons you tune in but want Texas in over Belmont.
Yeah.
Like, I get it's Texas, okay. Texas sucks.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Not a good team this year. Belmont would be a lot more interesting.
Yeah, they would.
That's a team that has a lot of offensive potency. And if you put them in as a 12, man, let them at least go to a wire with a 5 seed.
Yeah.
A lot better.
They'll give them a game for sure.
I would hope so.
I think they could go pretty far because they can pull it from deep just as good as anybody else.
No, absolutely. Same for Lipscomb, too.
Yeah.
Lipscomb's a team that's always been known, at least recently, for a lot of scoring, a lot of three-point efficiency. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see teams like that in here.
Sure.
I'd like to see teams like that in. Here's Lenardi's current bubble projections. Here's his last four in. You got Arizona State, Temple, St. John's, and TCU.
Huh.
And I'm sorry, that was his last four buys. Here's his last four in. Right now, after beating Arkansas, Florida's in. Florida did handle Arkansas day 66-50. They got NC State in, Texas, and then Ohio State. First four out, and he's probably not updated this yet because Indiana did lose today. You got Clemson,
mm-hmm.
and then Creighton and Belmont. So Belmont's in the first four out.
Okay.
So Belmont's got a spot in the first four out, according to Joey Brackets, instead of Texas or Florida.
Even TCU, have you watched them play this year?
It's not good.
They're not good at all.
Despite Jamie Dixon coaching them, not that good.
Not good. Not good.
And your next four out, Lipscomb is in the next four out. So is UNC Greensboro. We watched a little bit of that game the other day, Cole. Remember that? They were playing Wofford.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the SoCon final.
Yeah.
And UNC Greensboro, I was stunned by their record. They had four losses coming into that, four or five.
Stuck with Wofford the whole game.
I don't know. I don't think UNC Greensboro's getting in, but
no.
I'd like to see Belmont in.
I would, too.
I'd like to see a team like Belmont in. Over the rest of these teams are major conference teams. Creighton's in the Big East.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson, ACC. I mean, I'm not even going to acknowledge Indiana anymore. But Ohio State, Big Ten. Texas, Big 12.
Uh-huh.
If you want to root for the underdog, root for a team like that. Just root for a team like that. I just want it to be more fun. That's all I want to do, man. Doesn't anybody want fun?
I love fun.
I want fun.
We all love fun.
I'm a fun guy.
So does that mean you're a mushroom?
Yes.
You're a fun guy?
Yeah.
Ah-ha-ha-ha. Middle school humor.
Knee slap.
We need.
I wish the dry would shut up out there.
We have a lot of yelling from the peanut gallery.
We do.
Out there.
We do.
They heard your joke.
Well, thank you, Julia.
Yeah.
I wish I was that funny. I really wish I was that funny here. Oh, and we have another score update here that I forgot to pass along. Big East Tournament, Villanova defending champs. They take down Providence by 11. So there's some of your ranked team action up here. Let's check on what's to come tonight in Nashville, SEC Tournament. A lot of eyes on that one, as we said. Our own Trey Wallace is out there reporting for us of Sopsional braving the tornadoes, braving the severe weather out there. So, your next game up, they are taking a little bit of a break. So, not until 7 o'clock does this tip off.
Mm-hmm.
Your 10-7 Alabama versus Ole Miss. And the winner of that one has to play Kentucky.
I think that will be a great game. I really do.
I do, too. I'm looking forward to that
game. This is the game that made me actually thankful we're the 3 seed.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we're the 2, we're playing the winner of this one.
Yeah.
Alabama, who is sitting right there on the bubble at 17-14. Avery Johnson trying to fight to not get on the hot seat down in Tuscaloosa. Beating Ole Miss, go a long way for tournament hopes. I don't know if that gets them solidly in, but that's definitely a resume booster because Ole Miss is going to be a tournament team, win or lose tonight.
Yeah.
Because they are a 20-win team. They're led by Coach of the Year, Kermit Davis. Both these teams really good. Do we remember how the regular season meetings went?
Off the top of my head, no.
I'm going to check right here. Okay, Ole Miss lost. Ooh, they lost by 21 in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, my.
Eesh. I think that was their first big conference loss, by the way.
Okay.
I think that was their first big conference loss. Is that the only time they've met? No, there's no way that's the only time. It was the only time they met.
Okay.
Interesting. For being in what would used to be the SEC West in basketball. Yeah, they've only met one time. So Ole Miss looking for some revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama trying to keep tournament hopes alive.
Yeah.
I'd really like to see that tonight. And then the one that all Tennessee fans should be paying attention to, because your nightcap is Texas A&M after beating Vanderbilt in just an epic game, man. Epic basketball game last night. Texas A&M with a lame duck coach versus the now 0-19 in the SEC Vanderbilt Commodores. Just absolutely fantastic basketball, man.
Bryce Drew, coach of the year.
Vanderbilt finally decided to wake up at some point in the second half, and they only got down to 10. You have whoever the hell was on the call. I think it was Andy Candy on the call saying, oh, yeah, they're coming back. They're coming back.
Yeah. It's like, no, sorry, Andy.
Like, no, you're a good commentator keeping the audience interested, but we know they weren't back. 69, nice, to 52. The Aggies win. So A&M versus Mississippi State for your nightcap. Of course, the winner of this one goes on to face your Big Orange tomorrow night, approximately 9:30 Eastern, more like 10 o'clock.
Oh, no.
That's going to suck. But we're all thinking it's most likely going to be Mississippi State. However, those Aggies want to play for Billy Kennedy.
That's true.
The line, not as bad as I thought it would be. 8.5 Mississippi State.
Okay.
Not that bad.
Okay.
What we're really hoping for here, right, is a nice little slugfest that goes, I don't know, 5 overtimes.
That would be ideal.
Maybe as many as possible.
Maybe have Quindary Witherspoon go down with like a tweaking of his ankle. Nothing bad enough to really cause career harm, but maybe something bad enough to keep him out the next night. Maybe you hope the same thing happens to Lamar Peters.
I wouldn't
hate
it.
Some of those good shooters that Mississippi State has. Maybe one of those really giant dudes that have down low.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate that.
That we just couldn't seem to get rebounds against. Mm-hmm. Just because they got really long arms.
Yeah.
Maybe they just go down with the energy that I keep them out the next night. Or maybe they get so tired that, I don't know, the fatigue starts to wear in early against the balls.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then flip side, say Texas A&M wins after a slugfest. The Aggies would just be playing their third game in 3 days. And they're still a pretty bad team.
Mm-hmm.
They're still 3 games below 500. Ooh, scenarios. Hoping for something good to happen.
Yeah, the only meeting between those two was actually last weekend, and Mississippi State won. So A&M might be out for blood.
Out for blood and out to send Billy Kennedy off in the sunset.
Yeah.
Riding off with his head held high. We're definitely rooting for A&M tonight.
I definitely
at least
am.
To send this
we
to
love multiple, some sweet revenge.
At least to send this to multiple overtime.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate to see it. Would not hate to see it whatsoever. All right, got to hit this first break here, 865-546-8200. Open up these phone lines here. Station running back at full capacity, full power. I love it. That means, yes, the phones are working too. Give us a shot here on the Fan Run phone lines. Got to hit this first break of the program. Be back with more overtime after this here on Fan Run Radio. I'm all in on this conference tournament fever right now. ESPN's championship week. Yes, I have now turned over the TV while we wait on some power conference games to start 7, specifically Alabama Ole Miss. I have turned this over to Cal State Fullerton and who the hell else? Who's the other team?
I don't know. It looks like a high school.
Well, I mean, they're not that far of a step up. UC Davis.
Okay.
UC Davis and Cal State Fullerton. Yeah.
Let's go.
Love my smaller California schools.
The Big West.
Support that Cal State University system. It's what I do. You don't mess with the Big West.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the Big West whatsoever here. Oh, basketball all day. Also got some Tennessee softball going on. We watched that. Tennessee over at Lee Softball Stadium just whooping BYU right now 7-2. A lot of offense going on in that one. Love our top 5 softball team.
Mm-hmm.
Always give the weeklies the respect that they deserve.
We were talking during the break about Tennessee's power couple. They are Tennessee's power couple.
Should we
seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
All those wins between them.
Yeah, I mean they're both passed the. Was it the 1,000 yard 1,000 win mark last year, or was it less? They both passed some mark.
See, I think Ralph actually got it first.
I thought Karen got it first.
I thought it was Ralph.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. They both have it. One's
been coaching a little longer than the other before they became co-head coaches.
Okay.
But the point remains the same. A lot of winners here. Yeah, we were talking about the power couple earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to find her on the roster here. This is bad. This is bad. I should have looked up here. Ah, I found her. Allie Shipman. She's a freshman catcher. She's a catcher.
Okay.
For Tennessee softball. Sister of one of the Lady Ball softball greats, Madison Shipman.
Yeah.
Told you that she's actually dating JT Shrout.
Well, good for her. Woo! Good for her.
Power couple.
Yeah, it really is.
Power couple really is what that is there. Absolutely. Yeah, Tennessee softball doing really good as well. And not Tennessee baseball. Game didn't go final while we were on air, but we were watching them take on UNC Asheville last night. They get the win, and that one 7-2, I believe the final was. So they get the midweek sweep of UNC Asheville. The Vols. Should we call them the Voltellos?
Oh.
The Tony Voltellos? Maybe. They're going into SEC play this weekend 17-1.
Wow.
Love to see it.
Yeah, going back to the win totals, both Ralph and Karen have over 1,000 wins, and both have 850 at Tennessee. So if that's not a power couple, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that is the power couple, man. And I think they, pretty sure they're the only like softball coaches that are like married and like are co-head coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how common that is in like any other college sport.
I don't think common at all.
Very common.
I don't think at all.
I think it's very odd.
I wonder, I mean, they've been doing it for a while, so I mean, they're used to it, but I mean, it's just like usually the spouse of a coach, whether it's like a husband or a wife or whatever, that's a hard commitment. That's a hard commitment. You're not with your significant other, the one you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with that often. Oh, especially when the season's starting.
Mm.
And though these two, they're together 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Complete opposite of the spectrum.
They can't say how was work or how's this practice going. Oh, they know.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah, they do. They do.
When do they not? I wonder when they don't talk about softball.
It's a good question.
Do y'all do anything for fun?
They have to make
fun?
A conscious effort probably every day to be like, okay, let's not talk about softball for like an hour. For our sanity.
It'd have to be something like that. Like you said, Julia, for your sanity at least.
You know they have to get sick of each other too.
Oh.
I mean, you just gotta know.
Probably. Instead of if they ever have any like arguments, it's not staying together for the kids, it's staying together for the players. Staying together for the natties.
True.
And the SEC titles and those super regionals. Yeah. Back to baseball though. Yeah, this weekend series at number 15 Auburn. Cole, what are you thinking of this? This starts tomorrow. You thinking that these upstart Tennessee Vols going to get a series win down the plains?
Baseball?
Yeah. I will say one thing. I don't think we're getting swept.
I don't either. A series win, I don't know. I think they get at least one, but, I mean, it's hard to play on the road as it is, especially in conference. So I'll say no on the series win, but I'll say probably at least one.
Hmm.
I mean, because it's hard to sweep a team. It really is. I don't care who it is.
And that's what we were on agreement on last night, talking about the baseball team. And, even we had a good discussion with T-Cart when he called in yesterday about it. It's when you go on these road games, just don't get swept.
Yeah.
Don't get swept. Make sure that you win the majority of your home series and conference play, and you're going to easily get into Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the goal, right? The goal isn't making a regional, even though that would obviously be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not one of those programs where it's get to Omaha real quick or bust.
Yeah.
It's not like that here.
No.
Just making the SEC postseason, that'll do it.
Make us proud.
Great building block in year two for Vitello.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely here. So that starts up this weekend as well. Let's go ahead and hit this break here to reset and get a little more time on the next segment for this, because we have the latest development in the Will Wade saga down in Baton Rouge.
Hmm.
Will Wade trying to fight the administration?
That's what it sounds like.
His ass is going to get fired.
He's
like
blocking him out.
Very soon. I think he gets
block
fired.
Block out the haters.
He's got to get fired maybe, I think, whenever LSU season ends. in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I think he gets fired within a week.
Yeah, I think so too. I just don't see how you can have him hang around with all this hanging over
the program.
Here's the
thing. Will Wade, yeah, sure, you did a good coaching job this year. You're technically, for now, an SEC regular season champion. Yeah, good job, whatever. Here's the thing. You've been there 2 years. You don't have the clout, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have the clout to try to fight your administration over this. You're not Jim Boeheim. You're not Roy Williams. You're not Bill Self.
Yeah, you got to get your clout up.
It's like The Rock always used to say, know your role and shut your damn mouth. That's what old Will Wade should do.
Sure.
But he's just letting the chopper fly. He's letting that letting the top of the jar of mayonnaise that he is.
Just letting it spray.
That's what he's doing, man. Will Wade. He does resemble a squeezable mayonnaise bottle. Miracle.
Little bit.
Miracle Whip Will. That's what we should start calling him. 865-546-8200. That's coming up on the way after this break here. Stick with us on Overtime. You're listening to Fan Run Radio. Watching a little bit of the Fun Belt here. You got Trey Wallace's South Alabama Jaguars taking it to the 5 seed in the Sun Belt Tournament, the Louisiana Lafayette Region Cajuns. They're playing this in New Orleans. I assume they're playing this whatever arena Tulane plays at. Unless they're playing this at, no, yeah, they're definitely a smaller arena. Like, they're not playing this where the Pelicans play. What is it, the Smoothie King Center?
No clue.
Whatever it is down there. We're discussing during the break this court art. That one of the courts that has like the skyline of whatever city they're in at the bottom of it. Well, that's fine, everything. It looks fine until you get to the corner where the three-point line is.
Mm-hmm.
At the corner of the court, the three-point line kind of disappears. Mm-hmm. It goes into the roof of this building.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
We were watching
with all four fans.
We're all in here screaming, where's the three-point line?
Yeah, the bottom corner of both baskets.
You just got to make sure you have your feet behind the roof of whatever building that is.
Just twos. No threes. No threes in the bottom corners.
Oh, man. That'd be so annoying. Mm-hmm. That'd be so annoying. Let's stay in the state of Louisiana here. Here we go. This coming out today, just the saga as the Bayou burns down there in Baton Rouge. Will Wade today releasing a statement saying that he demands, I demand, sir, that you let me coach again.
Yeah.
Damn it. Demand it. Sir?
Yeah.
Sir, let me coach, sir.
Please?
Please?
Oh, let's get into this here. He said he should be allowed to coach even if he refuses to sit down to discuss his relationship with Christian Dawkins, who, of course, is at the middle of the whole college basketball FBI investigation that deals with Adidas, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Wade's saying, first of all, he is refusing to cooperate with Joe Oliva, refusing to cooperate with LSU's chancellor / president about his relationship.
Yeah.
He's doing that and then demanding that he still coaches.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Ooh. Let's get into Wade's statement today. He said, last week when the university decided to place me on administrative leave, I accepted the decision without complaint as I knew that they wanted time to reflect on the flurry of media reports. Flurry. It was more than a flurry, man. It was more like an avalanche.
Sure.
You're on tape, dude.
Yeah.
Wade continued by saying, with the benefit of a week to consider the circumstances, I believe university officials should allow me to resume my duties. It's like, all right, it's been a week. I know I'm going to testify on the witness stand at the end of April. I know they got me on tape. I know Javonte Smart's still suspended. I think a week's long enough, though.
I'll tell you one thing.
He's got an agenda.
It's like some kid who gets like caught smoking weed in high school or something and gets expelled, but then he calls up the school board. Hey, I've been out a week, man. It's okay here.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had time to review the evidence and all of that. It's okay. Yeah. Let me back.
I mean, he's got guts. I'll give him that.
Is this guts? Is this courage? Or is this just plain stupidity?
I think it's desperation.
Yeah.
That's the word.
That's a good word, yeah. No, yeah, you're right.
So desperate.
I mean, could you imagine doing this in any other line of work? Your boss suspends you from work.
You can't.
Hey, I want to come back, but I'm not going to comply with what you want.
That's the thing. You can't.
You're done. Exactly.
Oh, this request comes a day after a letter surfaced that was sent from Wade's attorney, Michael G. McGovern. Michael G. McGovern. That sounds like a Louisiana attorney.
Sounds like a guy that would be in a movie.
Michael McGovern.
Based in like small town Louisiana.
Michael McGovern, Esquire, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Esquire.
Oh, by the way, I just talked about him being based in Louisiana. He's based in New York.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So good just for him. Put a Brooklyn accent on him. Hey, Michael McGovern.
Or maybe he's from Louisiana and moved to New York.
Possibly.
You know, maybe it's like the reverse of Sweet Home Alabama, but it's Sweet Home Louisiana.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I'm just spitballing, but I don't know.
Good little reference there.
Thanks. I watched it the other day, so it's fresh.
Good little reference. Cole McCormick, big fan of rom-coms. Did your girlfriend make you watch it?
Yes,
she did.
I don't even know if she was at over at my place. I think
really?
It might have just been me.
Oh, okay.
I think. No, she was there. She was there.
Knew it. Anyway, getting back to Will Wade. So this letter surfaced. It was sent from Wade's attorney, Mr. McGovern, in New York to LSU's Chancellor F. King Alexander and Athletic Director Joe Oliva and others. The letter said that, quote, upon conclusion of the pending criminal investigation, Coach Wade will be happy to meet with you and LSU's Board of Supervisors and to answer any and all questions you may have.
Hmm.
He's straight up not complying.
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't like, remember when Bruce was tied up in all this last year and he wasn't really complying with NCAA, people like that?
Mm-hmm.
Probably because the school probably had his back a little bit. Sure. This is Wade refusing to comply with his direct bosses.
Yes.
I'm sure this is going to end well. It's going to end fantastic here. This was LSU's statement in response to the letter. Coach Will Wade has yet to... This is key right here. What a key sentence this is. Coach Will Wade has yet to deny any wrongdoing to us or publicly.
Hmm.
He's not came out and denied any of these allegations.
Hmm.
Especially not in that statement.
He is not. He's just like, yeah, I'm not saying anything, but yeah, let me coach. No, Will, that's not how it works. Let me coach, damn it. It's like a toddler.
Yeah, toddler. I can't get a handle on this guy. I don't know if he thinks that he's innocent or if he just knows he's so guilty that he's just giving it one last shot.
He probably doesn't. He probably knows he's guilty. He's just trying to go down swinging. I guess. That would be my best guess as to what his mentality is.
I mean, because let's say he is found guilty on all of these accusations. Do you think he's going to find another Power 5 job after this?
Not in the next 10 years, no.
Exactly. So maybe it is a little bit of desperation.
He may have a 10-year show cause when this is all over, too.
Yeah.
Maybe. So who knows how far that goes. More an LSU statement. They said, absent that, the university is in a very difficult position with regard to compliance with NCAA requirements. And until Coach Wade talks to university administration about this, he remains suspended. There is a standing offer for him and his attorneys to meet with LSU officials. So LSU is arms wide open. They're like Creed, man, with arms wide open.
Good song.
But yeah, they're just like Creed, arms wide open, and Wade is just nope.
No, thank you.
No, I'm not going to comply, but I am going to coach. It's only been a week, man. Let me coach.
What a fool.
Mm-mm-mm. Here's back on Wade's statement. He said, in this case, the simple truth is I have been placed on leave because I exercised my right not to submit to a joint LSU and NCAA interview on the exact same subject matter at the issue in an impending federal criminal trial in New York. My legal counsel advised the university that it would be wholly inappropriate for me or anyone to submit to an interview under these circumstances.
Okay, digging his own grave.
I mean, really.
Digging his own grave.
I mean, really.
Good. Hey, I'm all for it. I want him out of the conference. Not just because he's a cheater, but he beats everybody. Because he's a cheater.
Be nice. Yeah.
I mean, see,
he is a cheater.
He is. He also has an awkward body. He needs to get some shirts that fit.
Let's talk more about that. Is it just... Does he have such just an awkward body that no shirt's really going to fit him well? Or is he purposely wearing a shirt a size too big to hide, like, his fat?
Both.
Well,
he has an awkward body, and he doesn't pick shirts that are right for his body.
I think he used to be a bigger boy, but he's kind of slimmed down.
I'm going to investigate this.
He still has some of his old self in his midsection.
I'm going to see pictures of him coaching.
Because the midsection is his weakness.
It's
like,
the big one.
No matter what he does.
That's why he wears huge, bulky shirts that are really, really big on top.
Check out this picture of him at UTC. He was actually skinnier.
Oh, no. Yeah. Let's see.
He's gained weight.
Man, that's all the gumbo.
He's gained that good eating.
I don't know.
Too much Popeyes.
I can't figure him out.
Too much Popeyes. Let's see how he looked at VCU.
He needs to get a tailor.
I mean, it's just awkward watching him walk
Maybe
around.
Maybe some Spanx that go up to the waist.
Yeah.
This is him at VCU.
Maybe a bro.
Wade's just like, he's like kind of skinny at UTC and VCU, and all of a sudden it's just, bleep, just a bag of bones.
But it didn't even evenly distribute.
No, it did not.
It's all right
It's here. All in the midsection.
Poor guy.
You can just see, just looking at his cheeks. He's
need to do some sit-ups.
Gotten chubby cheeks. Gotten a little chubby cheeks.
Just maybe a little cool sculpting.
Such an awkward body. Such an awkward looking human being.
Poor guy.
Why did we have to lose to him? And I wanted him to coach at Tennessee so bad a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Don't want him now.
Well, he probably will not be able to.
Yeah.
Even if we want him in the near future. Mm-mm-mm. How soon? Okay, so I'm predicting less than a week after LSU season ends, they're just going to have to fire him.
I think
probably they may find a way to fire him with cause.
They have cause. He's not complying.
They probably, that could be one too. They would definitely have cause depending on what comes out of his mouth at the witness stand, because he's got to tell the truth.
I mean, yeah.
You're talking about digging his own grave. He cannot lie on the witness stand. He'll be thrown in prison for perjury.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I think they have enough cause right now, honestly.
So how soon are we predicting? Do we think it's after the season ends, or do they wait to the end of April when he takes a witness stand?
I think it's a few days after whenever they get knocked out of the tournament.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they want him gone ASAP, but they're not going to do it while the team's still playing.
So Javonte Smartstass is still...
He's still out.
...up in the air. They could have him play tomorrow, but most likely he's not going to play the rest of the season.
Good.
I mean, why would you play him? That's just... a big risk at this point.
Vacate a lot of wins.
That
a lot
wouldn't
more.
Look good, especially after he sat out the last game he played. Mm.
So with this going on right now, and without a key player in Javonte Smart, do we think LSU would make it to Sunday's championship game? And how far do they make it in the tournament? Because I probably see them getting bounced in the second round at this point.
Who do they play? They play Florida tomorrow?
They would play Florida. I think they could definitely beat Florida.
I mean, Florida's giving them a run. They beat them the first game, gave them a run that second game.
Should have won in Gainesville, and now here they are on a neutral court.
I mean, I think Florida could do it. Will they? I don't know. I mean, I think if LSU would have played anybody but Vanderbilt the other night, they would have beat them. Vanderbilt is just so bad.
Yeah.
That LSU, they honestly got lucky. They really did.
Of course they had to play Vanderbilt for their senior night.
Like, probably the worst SEC basketball team ever to win a SEC title. That's what you call
their
luck.
Season summed up in a word, lucky.
Yes.
Everything that's happened.
A lot of luck. So how far do we think they get in the NCAA tournament? I'm thinking getting bounced in the first weekend.
You think so?
I can see them getting bounced in the first weekend. Absolutely.
Sure.
Think about, I mean, teams that are good in the regular season, but even just teams that just don't play good basketball anymore will find a way to easily be out in the first weekend. Think of that Auburn team last year. They were out in the second round.
Yeah. I mean, they could.
And they didn't have a distraction like this going on.
Yeah. I mean, you could kind of look at it from Tennessee last year. Kyle Alexander didn't play against, what's her name, Loyola Chicago. We got bounced.
Sister Jean. Yep.
I mean, Smart is, I wouldn't say he's their best player, but he's one of the best players, one of the hottest ones they have, and he's not playing.
Yeah. Even the slightest distractions in the NCAA tournament make a huge difference. Yeah. And they've got a lot of distractions right now.
I'd love to see them lose out so they can just cling to that banner they had that probably won't even get a chance to go up.
Get taken down.
They'll just have a giant – they should just have one banner that's just a giant asterisk hanging up in Pete Maravich.
2019 asterisk.
We were on the mountaintop. Oh, Will Wade. But then he had to fight his bosses and talk about a strong-ass offer for that, quote, smart thing. Because he was too dumb not to meet somebody in person.
That's where he went wrong.
It's lazy, man. Just lazy. It's coming back to bottom pretty bad. And I do not hate to see it.
No, I love it.
Confirmed. I do not hate to see this happen.
Love it.
Modern day tragedy is what it is. Hit this next break here, 865-546-8200. More of Overtime on the way as we end hour number one of this Thursday edition of the show. Coming up next, stick with us.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
Okay, I was going to be done with the LSU talk here, but this just surfaced on my timeline. Our own Houston Chris quote tweeted it.
Ooh.
So, I'm going to read this. This is Tennessee fan tweeted this out. I assume she got this from somewhere else and just reposting it. But this is at Goodson Bridget tweeted this. Like I said, I assume this comes from somebody else. So, let's read this real quick. Because this is true. You're looking at more than just Will Wade being in trouble here. Let's read this statement here. And no, this is not on the Notes app, Cole, unfortunately.
Dang, it's not official.
I know. Looks like an Instagram post, actually. No, this actually looks like a Facebook post that was cropped.
Oh, that's worse.
So let's go. This bleep is literally about to hit the fan in Baton Rouge like bad, bad. Let me explain.
Yeah, this is Facebook.
I'm reading all this verbatim. Forgive me here.
It's Facebook.
To begin, I'm one of the two LSU contributors to the 100 sports page. They had the 100 emoji, by the way. The 100 emoji sports page. Okay.
Hmm.
I'm a lifelong fan and an alum. Reports out of Red Stick is that Baton Rouge's Our Lady of the Lake Hospital Foundation laundered money to LSU basketball recruits. John Paul Funes, I don't know how to say that last name. He's a former friend and LOTJ tailgate partner. Or Lot J. Lot J.
There
wow.
you go.
Why'd I spell that
sound
out?
Sound it out.
Anyway, he tailgated with him.
Oh.
He was the Our Lady of the Lake Foundation's former director that was fired this past November for a pattern of embezzlement and forgery. Several hundred thousand was embezzled out of the foundation by Funes. The FBI and Baton Rouge DA have the case. The Our Lady of the Lake, he's just abbreviating it, OLOL Foundation, is laundering foundation money to LSU recruits is true. LSU is, and I quote, super effed. Not just talking basketball. Talking the whole athletic department and its programs. The LSU Board of Supervisors allowed it based on the reports out of Baton Rouge. This goes beyond lack of institutional control. Talking institutional cheating. This isn't some private booster. This is a public foundation that is indirectly tied to the LSU Healthcare Network that receives reimbursements from tax dollars and a major LSU sponsor. We are epically effed.
I love it.
I wow. love this Facebook post. Talking historical / epically effed. If this turns out to be true, I can't be an LSU fan for much longer, barring a total clean of LSU leadership and the LSU board. Things never change here. The politics are toxic. This goes all the way up to the Louisiana governor's office and Louisiana State Senate rant over. Hashtag LSU Bayou Bandit.
Wow.
The Bayou Bandit has spoken.
Man.
Full transparency.
Man.
I love in that post. He first spelled out the F word, as in we are blanked.
Yeah.
And then he abbreviated it.
He ain't got time to spell all of them out. He ain't got time.
Yikes!
LSU is about to have their own Chiano Sunday.
This is bad.
I think they're in the middle of it.
This is bad. And also in this tweet here, This is from Dean Dean Gilroy. Send me his report. He's got the verified check mark. Saying, breaking. Our Lady of the Lake says audit found former foundation CEO John Paul Funnis stole $810,000.
Man.
Where did it go, John Paul?
Yeah.
If this starts with just like Will Wade being a dumbass and just a filthy cheater and goes all the way up to finding out that people like Coach O gave people money, they're supposed to go to a hospital?
One team, one hobby. Go Tigers.
Yikes!
That's now, of course, it's not a good look.
This is some Facebook post by a guy called the Bayou Bandit. So take it with a grain of salt.
Hey,
I love the rumors.
I believe him.
I love the rumors. We are not reporting anything. I just love the rumors.
I'm not reporting.
Thank you, Houston. Appreciate it. 865-546-8200. Let's go ahead and hit this break here. End of hour number one. It's in the books. Hour number two is on deck. Got Alabama, Ole Miss, and some other conference tournament matchups starting up at the start of the next hour. We will update you as those roll along here. Keep it tuned to Overtime. You're listening to Fox Sports Knoxville.
Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret just for our